Hi, I'm Casey.
I'm Caleb.
I'm Whitey.
Hi, I'm Paige.
And you're listening to the Kid Commute.
Oops.
On Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, everybody. Good morning, kids commuters. Here we are in a new week for the Kids Commute. This week, our theme is Spring Has Sprung, and we're going to hear some great music specifically written about this season. We're starting with music from our friend Antonio Vivaldi. He wrote this music in the year 1725. Vivaldi was a Catholic priest who was known as the Red Priest because he had red hair that he'd wear under his white wigs, and he spent most of his time teaching music at a girls' school and working with his priestly duties and, of course, writing music. So he wrote some poems and then set them to music, and we're going to hear them. So we'll hear the first verse of his spring poem today and then the piece of music that goes exactly to demonstrate that poem when you hear it. So it's like a story and then it's music set exactly with that story. The poem goes like this. It doesn't rhyme. Springtime is upon us. The birds celebrate her return with festive song, and murmuring streams are softly caressed by the breezes. Thunderstorms, those heralds of spring, roar, casting their dark mantle over heaven. Then they die away to silence, and the birds take up their charming songs once more. So listen for the thunderstorm and the birds. Here's the first movement of Spring by Vivaldi.
Thank you.
Birds, Thunderstorms, and More Birds, Anna Kiko Myers, performed with the English Chamber Orchestra, led by David Lockington, performing the first movement, the first sonnet of Vivaldi's Spring. And tomorrow for the Kids Commute, we will hear the next poem in Vivaldi's series and enjoy more springy music. Hope you have spring in your step today, and you hear all the birds after the storms. And we'll see you here tomorrow. Hasta mañana, Kids Commuters.